found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Well, here we are. It is a Thursday edition of Tidbits. And Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dale.
Have a good Valentine's Day yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, did I ever.
Have a wonderful meal.
Oh, boy, did we.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's like the boy and his lady friend, they went and had a meal.
Okay.
All right.
They're at the age where they're going to have a meal. They're going to be,
They went and had a meal. Our daughter and her boyfriend are doing their thing Friday.
Okay.
So last night, Gretchen was like, I know where I want to go. So she decided she would pick Forrest. And then we get there, and it was packed.
Oh,
it was
no. So
packed. And I'm like, all right, what's your second option? So we went to Blendy's.
Okay. Second option panned out.
Second option panned out. Went to Blendy's.
Okay. But that's, nice to have a...
They have a pretty good deal. It's a... is it a biggie? A biggie meal? A biggie? But you get like, I have like a little double cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get a 4-piece nugget and a small fry.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
A little variety.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, what did I have? I don't remember. I was drunk, rocking. it's just, another Valentine's Day. There,
sure.
Sucking my thumb on the couch.
Yeah.
Now, this pertaining to groceries.
Okay.
We've kind of focused on this before. Says the average American family now spends an average of $270.21 a week on groceries.
Dang.
Or about $1,080 a month. That would consume my entire paycheck of eating a month.
Man.
There you go. All the wonderful products I find at the dollar stores.
Sure.
Average weekly grocery spending is highest, of course, in California. They're at $297 and some change.
So $297 times 52.
All right. What's that equal?
52 is... I hit Z instead of X.
Oh, well, Z.
There we go.
Generation Z.
Yes.
We focus on them.
$15,444 a year on just groceries.
There you go.
$15,000.
Then it's Nevada. They're just under $295. Mississippi. You wouldn't think they'd be that high, but
right.
They're third.
Wow.
$290.64.
Why are they so high?
I don't know, because they're always listed as one of the poorest states.
Yeah.
Then Washington. They're at 287 and change, and then Florida, 287 and a little change. Households in Wisconsin, 221. Iowa, 227. Nebraska, 235. They spend the least on groceries on average. And we're not far behind here in the Hoosier State. We come in at number 45 at $239.11. So there's only four other places you could live.
Wow.
And pay less for groceries.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't. But, it could be way worse, apparently.
Yeah.
Man.
Imagine the difference that you'd have, if you go from number 45 at just over 239 up to 297. That'd be a huge increase in your budget.
Yeah.
So I guess we're kind of fortunate.
That's, just over 11,000 to over 15,000. Yeah. So,
but that's, that's just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how much, if you put it all together and you figure out how much people waste.
There is that. Yeah.
But that's, $1,080 a month on average to survive. Just on grocery. That's not eating out.
No.
That's
no.
Getting your gallon of milk and all the good stuff.
And, we've had stories. We're eating out like never before, so I don't know. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. It really is, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has to be feeling the effects of inflation. You mm-hmm. just have to be. This is
so, really, again, I ask, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? What do you do to fix
it? Our gas locally is back in the 330 plus range. You know, and it was getting down there for a while. Yeah. Now here it is.
Yeah.
That never helps because they always use that, the cost of delivery is always part of it.
Is that still the reason? Are we still hearing that? Yeah, that's what we've always
pick it. I saw an oil spill somewhere in the world. Okay. A tanker had ground.
Sure.
You know, and flipped something. Anyway, oil was out.
Oh, no. Here we go. Well, due to the oil spill in the Black Sea.
And it was like, you know, a ways away from here.
Oh, sure. But, its effects will be felt.
Plus, you know, soon we'll be back to the summer blend. You know, I don't... You know, for your mowers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I got an electric mower.
That's right.
Yeah, battery powered.
So you've got no cords, nothing.
Nothing.
And you just charge her up and you're ready.
It's great. It's fantastic.
So it's smooth as silk, silent?
It's not totally silent, okay. But it's pretty quiet.
Is it kind of weed whacker sound?
Wee! No, it's not. It's not like that.
You have to restring it. That's the worst about a weed whacker. When you first get your weed whacker,
yes,
okay, it's like it's perfect.
Yeah.
You mash it, the thing
distributes. It works like a charm.
Yeah.
And then and there's no like good explanation on how to put it in. You know, like how to string it back up.
You buy it, you know, and you try
start
doing
it. Wrapping it around.
It just is never the same after that first reel.
And then if you accidentally, you know, lose hold, it just falls out everywhere. Oh, it's the worst, man. It's like, we can do better than that, right? Like, there has to be a better way. There has to be.
But, you know, when you first get, it's perfect. You know, it just distributes properly. It runs nice.
Yeah.
And after that, it's all downhill.
It is. It truly is.
So make that first spool last. Don't distribute too much.
Watch out for your fences and concrete.
Because you lose huge pieces when you hit something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that just went down the drain. You just distributed it. Okay. And there you just lost it.
And there you go.
So we've got that to look forward to in the not too distant future.
That's true.
We're halfway through the month of February.
Yeah.
So spring is officially on the 21st, I believe, of March. And then the time change comes shortly thereafter in April. When will spring forward?
First day of spring is Tuesday, March 19th.
19th?
Well, really? Hold on. Well,
come on now.
This is
never
Tuesday,
been that early.
March 19th through Thursday.
That's
just spring. Okay, okay. I'm sorry. So first day of spring would be March 19th.
No kidding. Oh, that's an early spring, Matt.
At 11:06 p.m.
Okay, so it comes late. I'll have to sit up with my shotgun, blast it in the air.
March 19th, 11:06 p.m.
Run around the block naked and celebrate the first day of spring. So we've got that. And then the time change is like, what, April 6th or something like that.
Hold on. I'm still
on that time frame anyway. I wake up in the 3 o'clock hour, so I'm still on that old time.
Sunday, March 10th.
10th, okay. March. It's in March.
That's what it says.
Oh, geez. So that's less than a month.
Yeah. Yay.
And it's just getting to the point where it's lighter, you know, now in the evening.
Yeah.
Of an evening. People use that. Of an evening.
Right.
It's staying a little lighter, but now we're going to monkey with the clocks because we're in the wrong time zone to begin with. And then by the 4th of July, there we are again. You know, I'm an advocate for children. Okay.
It's true, you are.
And the fireworks.
Yeah.
Are too late.
They are.
Now at 9 o'clock in New York,
yeah,
because where they are, it's dark enough.
It's perfect where they're at.
But we have to wait till like 10, because we got to be hard-headed and be in the You know, why are we in the Eastern time zone?
Well, really? why don't you take this to your local politicians? Well,
they used to when they were talking about this. You know, they made it sound like we do so much stuff with New York.
Yeah.
On the East.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's just silly. Chicago's right here, okay? You know, it's do business with them.
It's just down the road.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I'll get off that soapbox. And when we come back, we'll get into more topics of discussion.
Oh, boy.
On this edition of Tidbits.
This is Tidbits.
All I got to do is wait till June. I'll get a freebie.
Hey, you got to love that. Happy birthday, Dale.
I just got my oral changed yesterday.
Mm. Mine's in October, so.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, it wasn't a birthday oral change. No. It was, I paid for it.
Well, so you paid for it.
Yeah. You know, of course, when it was time to pay, I told her, I suppose it's the normal $14.95.
like it's 1981 all over again.
It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that, I just remember, yeah, right. 1995,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
71 and some change.
Yep.
Yesterday, so. Of course,
I feel you, man.
Of course, I
feel
just you. Happen to have a vehicle that takes 6 quarts of oil.
So I'll just wait until my birthday to get an oil change.
You can do it.
Just hold
right
off
on air, then. Right on gas fumes. Okay.
Actually, in the truck, I got to be careful because I don't have a. It doesn't tell me how many miles to empty.
Oh,
so it's like when the thing goes off, I have no clue. Yeah. How many miles I have.
Mine's got a ding-ding, and then the light comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have no clue how many miles it is after that.
Do you have an adjustable thing on your turn signal that gives you... Because mine will actually give me, like, estimated miles and stuff if you...
Our van does, but my truck doesn't.
Okay.
Not that I've discovered.
Yeah.
Maybe it does.
Well, you know.
Maybe there's a secret... I should look that up.
Yeah. Now, this says... Now, I can't believe this. Parents are going bigger... For the many milestones in their kids' lives.
Okay.
Pinterest, the online platform for sharing ideas, calls the phenomenon...
What'd you call it?
Pinterest.
Did you say Pinterest?
Yeah, Pinterest. They're the online platform, Matthew, for sharing ideas.
They are. Pinterest.
They call the phenomenon... They call it inch stones.
Oh, inch stones.
One example, when her daughter was about to lose her first baby tooth, listen to this name, Kakoa Lawson.
Kakoa. All right.
Decided she wanted to make the tooth fairy experience magical and extra special. It's for her only child.
Mm, well.
She gave her daughter a $100 bill.
What?
Decorated with glitter and tiny removable rhinestones.
$100 for a...
First tooth. So the kid's what? Probably six. Around six.
Yeah.
But some cousins were jealous. Okay? You don't tell them, do you? Why do you tell them? Okay.
Well, if you're the kid, you're going to blab. I mean, you're gonna blab about it.
Look at what I got.
Yeah. You're going to be, yeah. Yeah.
So they were jealous about the Tooth Fairy Hall. And Lawson says she did a little pushback. Did get some pushback from friends. She simply said, this is just what our tooth fairy does. I just got to believe that kid's got quite a few tricks. And she suggested they make it special in their own way for their kiddos. That's another term I love. Her outlay dropped to $20 for subsequent teeth. $20. I'm from the era of a quarter, okay?
Mine varied. I had a variable rate with mine.
Okay. Did you get up to like a buck?
Yeah, I got like a dollar, sometimes five.
No kidding.
Yeah, depending on what kind of change the tooth fairy had in this.
If it was a molar, see, now that's a bigger tooth.
It is a bigger tooth, so that demanded bigger pay.
I don't remember losing that many teeth, okay?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to have as a kid, 26?
I don't know.
I don't think I lost that many.
I'm not looking up teeth. Mulligan teeth flosser, right? That's not... We're not going to have those images don't burned on my brain.
Don't you have 28 and then 32 if you've got...
I don't know.
Got wisdom teeth.
We have,
something like that.
We have a dentist worker that listens to us. Let us know. Text me.
See if my memory's correct.
Your dentistry knowledge.
Another mom says she gave her little one a Louis Vuitton bracelet.
What?
Now, come on.
Come on.
What happened to, like, a bracelet out of the, I suppose, the gumball machines are a buck and a quarter now. I don't know, but... And you can get those little, plastic, open it up, and there's a little bracelet.
Right. Or you can just get, if you ever go to like a fair or whatever, they hand out those silicone bracelets. You know, here, vote for the sheriff.
Here's an ink pen, too, and a ruler.
It's one of the square ones.
Now, would a kid's not going to know a Louis Vuitton bracelet. They're not going to know.
You wouldn't think so.
I mean, why would that be important to a child? It's just for the mother.
Me. That's 100% what it is.
Now, this is a...
I think we stumbled on something. Just keep all the stuff that you get from fairs and whatever and use it.
You know, up to age X, they want balloons, okay?
It's true.
You see kids going nutty when they lose their balloon.
Oh, nutty. Nutty.
And you know, when you see one up in the air, there's a bawling kid on the fairground.
Oh, there's a heart broken somewhere. You know what's dumb is, like, when you go to Disney, that's one of the ways they get you, is you come into the park. Okay. They have a cast member that has 30 that they hold on to.
Oh,
and they're super fancy. They have, it's like a balloon in a balloon.
No.
And they're like $12 a piece.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk in.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in. And a lot of parents are very much like, you know, they have a kid that's like, won't shut up about it. So they just give in and do it. And I see them all over the place.
Oh, my.
With these balloons attached to strollers. And, you know, you see them flying away in white.
Oh,
like,
no.
Bowling. I mean,
when you lose one of those. You know, you're seeing $12 go up in the air.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
As a parent.
But it's like that always, if you do any research, it's like of the things you should not buy at Disney, the balloons are usually at the very top.
I just, I don't know. What is it about kids and balloons?
They
just love them.
Yeah. It's the fact that they're floating, yeah. I think. And
you know, as a good parent, you'll try to tie it around the wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says...
But do you remember being a kid and you would actually let go and you would just watch it? There's nothing you can do. It's the worst feeling in the world.
Why are we so attached to them?
I don't know, man.
And thank goodness they're free at the fair.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because, you know...
Did we overcome our helium shortage?
Remember we had a helium shortage?
Did we overcome that?
I don't know. But $12 a balloon, that's terrible. A poll last year by Delta Dental, a large U.S. provider of benefits, pegged the average payout per lost tooth at a record $6.23. That's on average, from $5.36 in 2022. That average is really skewed if you're given $100 in Louis Vuitton bracelets.
Gosh, I would imagine.
You know, it isn't just inflation delivering the bite.
Mm.
The same poll found 20% of children now receive both money and something else, often a gift, for a lost tooth. What do you do, shove a Tonka toy under your kid's butt?
They're not going to wake up, so you can do whatever.
I always wondered, you know, how's that? But then when I've been around kids and see them sleep,
yeah,
and the things they do while they sleep,
yeah.
I can understand it's very easy.
Yeah.
How do you start at one end of the bed and end up on the other?
You just do. It's like...
I remember that, doing that as a kid. Never wake up during the process, but you end up turned around.
Mm-hmm.
You're all over the place. If you ever have a youngster sleep with you, they're kicking you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just...
They sleep perpendicular to you no matter where they're at.
So that's a lot for teeth.
And they're like little furnaces. Little hot furnaces. Anywho,
drilling little mouths.
Yes. According to the New York Times, shortages of helium have been easing since the second half of 2023 due to a decrease in demand from the chip industry.
Chips.
However, as of October 12th, GasWorld.com forecasts that the worldwide supply will be short of demand until late 24 if new sources of helium come on stream. Now listen to this. Okay. Helium is a non-renewable resource, and scientists estimate there is enough helium left for just 1 to 200 years at the rate of consumption.
No kidding.
Yeah. The main sources of helium are the U.S., Qatar, Algeria, and Russia.
So I guess the Jetson kids won't have balloons.
Yeah.
Isn't there some other way to keep a balloon afloat?
Argon.
Okay.
Argon is usually used as a substitute. Okay.
Now, isn't that a forest in Europe? There was a big battle there, the Argon.
The Argon, yeah, the Argon. And that's probably in France, right?
Yeah. See, we're smarter than we think. We know quite a bit.
That's true. Let's see, I finished watching Band of Brothers.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
So
I mean, it really
is.
It's
so good.
I mean, that was a well-done series.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's different than the Pacific. The Pacific is way heavier. Way heavier. Yeah. Have you watched the Pacific?
I don't think so.
It's super heavy.
So I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there are some really good, you know, if you're into that. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are really good series.
I'm on a World War II kick right now. I watched Fury the other day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's just, I've always been interested in that stuff, you know, so, you know, like, did you ever watch 1917?
No. Or is it 1917?
18, or whatever it is.
It's 19, one of those years. 1912?
No, it's not that early.
It's not that early?
I think it's 17, okay?
It's the World War One movie,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay.
If you ever get a chance, that's a good one.
All right.
Now, this is another air incident, a Delta flight. This has got to be like a creepy flight. This was from Amsterdam to Detroit. I'd like to go to Amsterdam. And not for the reasons most people do.
Okay, I'm sure you would.
It was forced to turn around after maggots.
What?
Fell on passengers.
What?
From an overhead compartment. Delta flight DL-133 forced to return to the departure airport after a suitcase filled with rotting fish covered in maggots.
Oh, my gosh.
Broke open and began falling down on economy passengers. Now, that's like the movie, only that involves snakes. This is maggots. This is actually kind of worse.
Oh, this is, yeah, you're right. This is actually worse.
Now, who's carrying around that? And didn't you smell it up to that point? Wouldn't you?
You would think. Are you trying to, like, what are you, seriously, you're right. Like, why are you carrying fish in your suitcase?
And they're rotten. They had to have been rotting for quite some time.
I don't know, man.
After the aircraft landed, passengers were taken off board, the cabin thoroughly cleaned.
Right.
Okay, we're done. And the
spray some Lysol. There, we good. There, get the Febreze out.
Suitcase
there.
Was placed in a bag to be burned. A passenger named Kelsey told the Daily Mail that Delta staff had identified the owner of the rotting suitcase and detained them on the plane after the rest of the travelers left. So you're being sorted out. It's unclear if the owner was fined or if any action was taken against them. It's also unclear how someone managed to get a bag of rotting fish onto the airplane in the first place. Doesn't that go through there? Wouldn't you see fish carcasses in the x-ray?
Wouldn't you? And you're just like... Here, let me see. Are you allowed to carry fish on a plane? All right. Let's see. Yes, you could bring fish. Yes, you can bring fish on a plane as long as it's non-liquid. You can bring live fish in a clear, see-through container after passing inspection. You can bring frozen fish in your carry-on if the food is packed with ice or ice packs.
And I guess you can bring rotting fish.
And you can bring canned fish as long as it's not in liquid.
Like Charlie the Tuna?
If it's in liquid, then you have to leave it. Oh, wait. If it's in, you must... pack it in your check bag. Wait, hold on. You must pack it in your check bag or leave it at home.
No, okay. Out of the items that you're going to bring with you on a flight, is fish on that list?
I mean,
come on.
Where was it? Where were they flying from? Does it say
Amsterdam to Detroit?
So, isn't there's some kind of fish, like canned fish thing, or some kind of fish
like Amsterdam sardines?
Yeah, no, there's like a delicacy that they eat. Oh. That's like,
but. It's rotting, okay? It's rotting with maggots. Now, in order for them to have maggots, wouldn't it have to be susceptible to air? Flies have to get on there to release maggots.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just not pretty.
So I wonder if they open it up and then, I don't know.
It says travelers who were delayed overnight were reportedly compensated with 8,000 air miles. Is that a good deal? I've never had anything like air miles.
I mean, that seems like it would be. 8,000.
They got 8,000 air miles, hotel room compensation, and a $30 meal ticket.
Oh.
So, meal money. Now, how far is that going to go? Is that per person?
Herring. That's what I'm thinking of.
Herring. Okay, yeah.
Herring.
Is that coming out of Amsterdam?
Traditionally is eaten by grabbing it by the tail, throwing one's head back while gently lowering the fish.
Come on. It's just like, you know, and they got a stink.
Amsterdam street food delicacy, herring.
There you go.
Herring.
Man, I don't know. That's
so I don't know if that's what the person had or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if they, you know, get some herring and pack it away to bring home and it got open somehow.
They didn't take care of it very well.
Something, yeah. I don't know.
It's that time to call it a day as we end on that.
Would you try
herring?
Yeah, just leave hand back.
I'm not
would you do it?
Sardines stink.
Yeah,
I thought, you know, I thought I'd take them camping once when I went on. You know, I took them because I'd never had them. Vienna sausages, they kind of stink too.
They do.
And it's like, I can't eat stuff that stinks.
Herring, or like the Dutch say, haring. How's the body?
I don't know. So you just swallow them? Is it like swallowing goldfish in the 20s?
I guess so.
Are they flopping when you put it? And how big do they get?
All right. Dutch foods are mega fresh and extra tasty. So where in Amsterdam should you go? Go to the Vishhandel MOP at the Voldenhammer. You eat delicious, fatty, and creamy fish. Oh, you want your fish labeled as creamy? Of course, fresh from the knife and always top quality. There's a lot to consider to create the perfect... but with almost...
This moron just must not have refrigerated his.
Apparently. You know, yeah.
And it needed it. Anyway, there you go. Matt, look at the time.
We gotta go.
We're so past time.
I know, we gotta go.
I'll see you tomorrow. Right.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.